You are listening to episode 154 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast, Her iCloud.
Episode 154 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. Today is September the 7th, 2014. I'm Matthew Dean Furlough, and this is my destiny-playing, cowboy-beating, eye-watch-wearing brother, James Furlough. And I was also wearing a hat. It's throwing me off, dog. I'll be honest.
Sorry, I don't know how to wear the hat with the headset on and have it look cool.
Okay.
It looks cooler without the headset on.
All right, I'll take your word for it.
Because it sits a little lower. It's not quite as out there.
Yeah. Well, what's funny about it is because it was sitting on your head, I thought it was one of those, like, Google image layovers where they were like, you know, you could, like, do, like, the beards and stuff. But I was like, dude, it's turning with your head. Like, are they, like, 3D rendering your face so that it gets the right angle?
It's amazing.
I was blown away. But
here, let me see here. See if I can... I need, like, a headset that will... See, my hair looks really nice today, too, huh?
My hair looks like garbage, but I got a haircut yesterday.
See, if I do that, it sits a little...
Oh, yeah, that's nicer.
I'm gonna try this. Let's see how long I can keep this headset on my face for.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah, I knew you'd appreciate that. I was at a party today, and it was a a multiple generations thing, like celebrating decades or whatever, and... So my wife was like, dress up like 40s, so she made me get this hat, and dressed up.
Random decade.
Turns out we were like the only two, and so...
That were at the party?
No, that were dressed up old school style. Everyone else was regular summer garb. They kind of missed the whole dress up memo. So I ditched the hat real quick, and everyone was like, wow, you look really dapper today. I'm like, oh, yeah, thanks. Just trying to look nice for a summer picnic party.
Oh, my gosh, that's awesome.
That was classic.
Oh, that's classic. That's super awkward.
But it was fun.
That's
cool. It was
fun. You know, sometimes I like to just stick with it, you know, like, whatever. No, I'm just dressed. I don't understand why you guys look so terrible. Like,
I'm not that guy.
You're not that guy?
No.
Okay.
But I totally get that you could pull that off.
You are
that guy.
I do like to just show everybody, like, we're all gonna go out to the bar, everybody else showing up in like t-shirt and jeans, and I'm like, nice shoes, like nice pants, nice shirt.
All right, I'm gonna say this again.
Okay.
You have to watch How I Met Your Mother.
Okay.
I told you this like 6 months ago.
I know.
It's beyond true.
You
will love it. You live that life.
Okay.
I just thought you should know.
All right, cool. Alright, I'll try it again.
Yes.
I'll give it a go. I'll give it a go. It's on the Netflix, yeah?
It is.
Okay.
It is. I'm still waiting for the last season because I haven't seen it yet, and I want to find out how he meets their mother. But
that's craziness.
Yeah. You know, also related, and we gotta talk about this later, I finally saw the movie Her.
Oh yeah? I saw it on an airplane, and
is that incredibly awkward?
There's a scene early on-ish in the movie that I'd be, you know, be totally fine within, like, the privacy of my own home. But sitting next to, like, a 12-year-old girl, I was like, you know what? We'll try this again later.
Nothing like a new pregnant lady to kind of make it awkward, huh?
Yeah, exactly. It was. And I think I actually, like, powered through that scene. It was like, no. That's got to be the worst of it. And at some point, I was just like, no, you know what? It's just too risky. I can't. No. Oh, my gosh.
That was the only bad scene.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah, I think it was just the rest of it was just, it was, you know, like I said, you know, privacy of my own home, but like in a public forum. Yeah, it was pretty weird.
Yeah, honestly, it's that scene. And like I said, because it's, you know, computer voice, there's language.
Yeah.
For sure. And then there's more adult type of things, but it's all spoken, which is weird. But oh no, there's another. Never mind.
Yeah,
anyways,
that's not what we're here to talk about, James. We're here to talk about
it's other tech things related. But we'll get there.
Actually, that is way more what we're here to talk about than what I wanted to talk about during our normal interest stuff, which is like the Niners womping on the Cowboys.
Yeah, I saw that.
which, you know, go Niners. It's nice to be back in season. I'm going to try fantasy football again this year, which I know what you're thinking. Perfect timing, like, as the season started this week.
Yeah, I noticed I did not get the invite this year, by the way.
Well, it's, yeah.
I figured it wasn't me.
No, it wasn't. But he's so funny because the organizer is getting antsy again, and he's organizing it with a different group. And he's like, I need you to be part of it. I was like, you know I don't do it. I don't care. Don't cur. So we'll try again, and I'll disappoint everybody again. But
you know what we should do? We should figure out a way to do it together. I know a friend. He does not care at all.
Yeah.
But he gave his account information, and maybe this doesn't work, to a friend who cares a ton, who is in that league.
Yeah.
And so he essentially was managing two teams that year, and they got first and second, so that's cool.
If you want to participate with me, yeah, that'd be awesome.
Of course, I think my level of involvement is just slightly higher than yours.
Which is a major improvement, because that means you have any level of interest in fantasy football.
I think I made and trade last year.
Oh, man, that was one more than me.
Well, the crazy part was I was in, like, first place up until, like, the second to last week.
Oh, yeah.
And then by then I was like, I'm not going to – why would I change anything? It seems to be working just fine.
Yeah. I don't want to mess with it. That's a ruined thing. Yeah. But you missed the big headline for me, man. My PlayStation 4 finally pays for itself on Tuesday. Destiny comes out.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Doesn't actually pay for itself. It just gets more expensive at that moment, but
it becomes worth it.
Yeah, maybe that's what it is, or something. But I figure we're not going to talk about it this week. We'll probably talk about the latest game from Bungie and how it's going to radically change the world. But I guess we'll probably have a couple of things to talk about next week, won't we?
Nah, just one.
Just touche. Man, let's just do this, man. We're not here to talk about all this stuff. This week, you know what, guys and gals and listeners, if you're new to the show, old to the show, if you're new to the show, you're new to this, if you're old to the show, you know the mantra, but but this week, like every week, what are we here for? We're talking about technology and the continuing corporate opera, which I have in quotes. What does that mean? That means the soap opera of corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and, of course, the technology they're developing. But before we get into the heart of the show, James has got a disclosure he's got to throw our way so he doesn't get fired / kicked off the show.
Yes. I work for HP. However, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions.
That's awesome. If you want to follow us throughout...
It's awesome, actually.
I know I said it with that sort of, like... what's the word?
Sarcasm?
Yeah, it sounded like sarcasm.
Dismissive?
But it wasn't. Yeah, that's the dismissiveness. That's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, great. All my coworkers make fun of me that they can tell when I don't care when I'm not paying attention, because I'll just say, cool. And like that sort of dismissive, like, yeah, cool. And so they all do it to me now when they don't care. Like, cool.
So I was talking on the phone with a lady last Monday.
Yeah.
We were literally like singing the Everything is Awesome song on the phone together. You gotta understand, she's like a commercial lender. And like, we're just like serious business, and we're literally like singing the Lego Everything is Awesome song on the phone.
That is so appropriate to where we're going to go with this conversation, but...
Are you being sarcastic, or...?
No.
Okay.
Continue. Okay. Continue your story.
Oh, hello. My name is James Furlough.
That's awesome. Yeah. Hey, we're doing name tags now. All right.
Yeah, forget the little teleprompter below. Yeah. This is the real deal. Nice. Forgot I had that on.
That's fine.
All right. I think I didn't go anywhere. Anyways, see, I was at a party. We were singing Everything is Awesome, and which is another fantastic movie, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm totally lost my train of thought now.
I don't know.
Name tag.
We were talking about phone calls and me saying cool.
Yeah. So that's cool.
Anyway.
Ooh, so yeah, just like
wanna,
that.
Yeah, so if you want to follow us throughout the week, moving on, you can do that. We do all sorts of fun, cool things on social media. My Twitter is at Matthew D. Furlow. My Instagram is NextWiggin4. My PlayStation Network username gamer tag thing is also NextWiggin4, NextWiggin4. Request me. I'll play with you. I don't care. I'll play Destiny with you.
You pay money for that, right?
Real money, yeah.
Like an annual subscription?
Yeah, thing? It's like, yeah, I don't know what it is. It's like 10 bucks a month or 50 bucks a year. I don't really know.
Is it as much as Microsoft's add-in for their monthly in-app subscription for Office for iPad?
I don't know.
That's 100 bucks a year?
No, it's less than that.
The lovely discount of $7 a month now.
Woo! No, it's much less than that. It's much less than that, I think.
Interesting.
But I got
to tell you something.
I got my first, like, 2 weeks free or something.
Nice.
What does that tell you? What is that supposed to tell you?
Office is overpriced.
Ah, yes, okay. I was like, what was the... Anyways, yeah, cool. So, what's your
social... Because the PlayStation, you get all these games and these interactions and it's multimedia and awesome.
Yeah.
It's like versus Excel, Word, and PowerPoint. And it's really just the ability to edit them because you can already see them for free.
It's true. Editing them is important, though, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Worth it, probably not, but it's important.
So, it is important. I agree. But I'm just from a value standpoint, I think you get more out of the PlayStation than you do for Office, and yet the prices are inverse of each other.
I gotcha.
The news is with that one, by the way, you can now do it monthly, not just annually. That was the impetus behind that.
Comment. Yeah, okay, I gotcha. Throw us your other information, though.
Oh, yeah. You can find me. My bad. James Furlow.
All right.
At plus com.com, whatever.
Yeah. Whatever, skis.
All by itself.
All the different suffixes and prefixes that your little heart can desire, James Furlow. Just insert there. I think that's true on Yo, too, right?
Find me on Yo, yeah. James Furlow on Yo.
I'm NextWiggin4 on Yo.
Yeah, yep. By the way, you can also do hashtag Furlow Bros. You want to know how many Yo's Furlow Bros has got?
I do want to know.
I'll tell you right now.
It has started to reject my...
28!
What? Where are we on the list?
I don't know. Was there a list?
Yeah, it was like Yo had, like, their, like, hashtag...
Is it the index? No. Yo count 31. I've been yo'd 31 times.
Whoa.
What are you at? What is yo? Why would they have a what is yo on the yo app?
It's confusing. It's just so...
I know. I mean, just, what do? You tap. It's easy.
Yeah, I got
yo, hash, tag, list. You can't see it on the app. I don't understand.
Oh, you got to go to it's. You actually have to go to Yo. I think yo.com.
Is it like Get Yo or
I?
My Yo just don't... isn't it just Yo? Maybe.
Yeah, it is just Yo. I don't know what the Yo index. That's what we're talking about.
Well, no, it's Yo trending. Furlow Bros, oh my gosh, it's real.
Where are we?
It doesn't give you a place. It just tells you how many yo's you've gotten. I'd have to count. And that one...
Well, they had a list of all...
More than six.
They had a different...
The highest yo is only... Which is hashtag wand.
Well, see, yeah, but that's my thing. Is we're like real. We are real on the list. We got 28. See, my hope is to get us to... like 100. Well, I want to get us above 100 so we can be on the front, you know, like the top listings, you know, because they listed that by number. So who hashtags lightsaber? You guys are losers.
Okay, I just sent a yo.
Okay, it. Yeah, it has started
29.
It has started to not let me yo at Furlow Bros because I yo too much. At Furlow Bros, it actually like will kick. Yeah, failed yo'd many times.
yo'd many times.
Yeah. I was on a roll last night.
Yeah, I noticed.
we were testing it out with people.
How'd that work out?
Well, good actually. I got a couple of new signups for Yo. They're gonna have to start paying me soon.
Yo,
this is so stupid. What are we talking about? This is not really, you know what, James?
I was pretty certain that it was over the hill because, like, midway through the week, I sent you a couple Yos and someone else a couple Yos, and like I got nothing back. I was like, that's it. It's over. That's how long it lasted. 2 weeks. And then you guys started yelling at me, and again, I was like, oh, maybe you guys are busy or something. I don't know.
Yeah. You'd think it wouldn't be that time-consuming to open it up and hit yo back, but sometimes it is, man.
Dude, sometimes.
This is go-go 21st century.
Especially when it's got that asterisk on it, and you know that's an attachment.
Oh, yeah, link. Seriously.
You're like, oof.
Yeah.
This is a commitment.
It's true. Do I really want to open it? So,
dude, their jokes of the day? Pretty darn hilarious.
Yeah.
Just want to put that out there.
It's good to know.
It's good to yo.
Jeez, Louis. Okay, you know what? I'm done talking about yo.
Okay.
So,
you got to finish the intro still. We're still on that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So if you want to know more about us, what we're doing, we put all the articles we talk about this week, we'll put it online at furloughbros.com. All sorts of cool information there, clicks, links, the podcast, the YouTube channel, all that good stuff is there. So go check it out and make comments or whatnot, you know. Interact with us generally. This is the internet. This isn't a one-way street. You know, it goes both ways.
So like I said, I watched the movie Her.
Mm-hmm.
It is an interesting, thought-provoking piece. Now, for like full disclosure, there's definitely language and visual audio adult situations there.
It is not for children.
Not for children. Probably not for adults, but, you know, whatever. You've been warned. I was not ready for it. Let me put it that way.
Yeah.
It was not fully communicated in the letter R. That's what I was signing up for. But they meant it this time.
Yeah.
So, because sometimes you're like, whatever, you know. So they did the F-bomb a couple times. They said it more than a couple times in this one, but there you go. So the premise is a guy is lonely, just broke up with a relationship, and signs up for this new OS who is it's a learning adaptive IA, essentially.
What is it? Would you call it an IA?
IA. Ink Advantage. It's an HP acronym.
That's funny. One of my this is only tangentially related, but one of my favorite scenes of all time from Red vs. Blue. It's an AI. AI. What does the A stand for? Artificial. What does the I stand for? Intelligence. Oh, okay. Wait. What does the A stand for again? Anyways.
Nice. So, the AI in it. He chooses a girl voice, and who's Scarlett Johansson, who has a nice voice. That doesn't hurt. And Joaquin Phoenix is the dude.
Joaquin Phoenix.
It's a very emotional guy. It's kind of funny, like his day job is, because it's set in the future, obviously, is to, he writes handwritten letters for people, but he doesn't actually write them, he speaks them. And then the computer system turns them into handwritten letters that are literally printed off, and then he mails it on behalf of the other person. And so it might say something like, "Hey, I'm away from home. I miss my family. Can you send them a letter saying such?" And apparently, at least in the movie, he's like really good at it.
Yeah.
And people love the letters that he writes for them, which I'm like, well, that's, it's weird. Just, you know, an interesting premise. I mean, it's a love movie, and so, you know, because he falls in love with his OS. Not really a spoiler. That's the entire point of the movie. So,
yeah.
It has Amy Adams in it, and pretty much, I think I've already disclosed this multiple times on the podcast, anytime there's a movie with her, I'm predisposed to like it for some reason. She's a good actress. I'll give her that. But I think, for whatever reason, the projects that she signs up to do, she has the same, like... I tend to like those types of movies.
She's got a good picker, as it were.
Or not necessarily good, but at least she picks the way I would pick. We would probably get along. It's like, what do you want to do tonight? We would probably pick the same thing, that nice. Kind of thing. So, yeah, we probably be best friends, maybe. I don't know.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
We hang out. It's not a big deal.
Yeah, yeah. Jesse, she can come along. I don't care. So, anyways. So she's in it, which, like I said, she doesn't even have to play a big role. Just the fact that she decided to get involved is a good sign for me. So, the fascinating interaction. Oh, by the way, the other interesting thing behind this is we got done with the movie, and I was like, wow, that was amazing, thought-provoking. And Jesse was like, that was the longest, most boring movie I've ever seen in my life.
That's really funny. I forgot Amy Adams was in Talladega Nights, which...
Yes.
More evidence to your assertion.
It's true, dude. It's true. She's been in great ones. Enchanted, excellent. Superman, Man of Steel. I thought it was excellent. I know.
But did you see American Hustle?
I have not, but I heard it was good.
It's very good. Won a couple Academy Awards.
Yeah. So anyways, she was in the Muppet movie, too.
Oh, yeah.
As a mechanic. So
right?
Because why not? Mm. Anyways, so it's an interesting premise where it's this idea of, you know, as we interact more and more with... Wow, there's something going on. A bunch of police cars just went down my road.
We are a couple of ADD adult kids tonight, man. We cannot stay on the foot of anything.
So here's my reason. I have a huge box of Junior Mints that I'm currently eating. This is not my first box.
Oh, my gosh.
So, there's my reason. Plus, we started a little earlier. That always helps. Anyways, what was I going to say about it? So, it's fascinating that, you know, it's this question of, like, what will happen with computer relationships and, you know, this ability to fall in love with your computer. And is it real love? Is it a real emotion? It kind of kept toying back and forth between this, like, at one time be like, oh, yeah, she's totally my girlfriend. And other times it would be like, well, is this real? It's a computer. It's just all in your head. But sure, they take it to the extreme of, you know, you having a quasi-physical relationship with your operating system. But it was interesting if you just take it, kind of dial it a step back to today's day and age and think, like, people have these relationships with their devices, you know, and they're real, you know, like, you know, you have them with your phone, probably is the most prevalent one because it is such a personal device. And, you know, and it is in this kind of like, and there was this divide in the movie of people who were like, no, that's weird. And people who are like, oh, yeah, that's totally normal, awesome, you know, cool, have it. And that's definitely something that we feel in today's culture, where people are like, dude, it's just a tool. You know, you don't have a relationship with your device. I don't caress or kiss my phone or anything.
I don't.
Mostly because of the smudging.
Right.
But
yeah. Would be bad for the device.
Yeah. I don't want to hurt it.
Exactly. It's out of compassion.
But, I feel like I had a lot of deeper thoughts, and they're all just sugared out. But it's a... Okay, whatever. I'll just move on. Interesting movie. If you got a stomach for some questionable scenes, it's worth checking out, because it'll make you think. It's funny, but it'll make you think.
That is a great quote.
Sergeant Bilko. Yeah. Amazing. You know, you'll be highly disappointed about this. I threw out a Sergeant Bilko line while our father was up here until he went over his head.
Which just means
he needs to watch it again because he's forgotten some hilarious lines about it.
It's funny, but it'll make you think. I was going to say, yeah, it seemed pretty interesting. I do want to finish it because I think it's like you said, it's a compelling thought. It's you know, it asks, what is love? And, you know, and things of that
nature. I think they do a good job
of
depicting the future as well.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all flying cars and all that stuff, which we know is not going to happen because of our infrastructure. But,
Ouch.
You know, but a lot of the other stuff, like the video games, I could totally see it going to, because this guy plays video games a bunch. I could totally see it going to the level that he, you know, that they have it there. That just makes sense. I like the, there's just a lot of bright colors too. And I go, yeah, I could totally see that.
It's sort of like one of the reasons why the movie, what's it called? Minority Report. One of the big reasons why Minority Report, as opposed to iRobot, is sort of a classic of the science fiction genre, is less about the like core of the story, and more about the universe that they set it in. And it's just a very, with the exception of their transportation system, pretty much everything that they talked about in that movie has come true to some degree, and sort of how they do things and where things are going. And it's because they just spent a lot of time at, like, talking to futurists and saying what's near possible technology. And, you know, and some, you know, and it's not necessarily, you know, obviously it's a CGI, you know, it was a big blockbuster movie, so there was some exaggeration of stuff. And pretty much the only thing, it's funny, there's actually two things that haven't come through really and truly in that movie of, like, the 10 different, like, big technology areas they looked into. And the two that didn't come through is transportation, which is arguably just not yet. But the other big one is is what everybody refers to as the Minority Report effect, where he's like using hand gestures to control a computer.
Oh, yeah.
Which is like, which is funny because that's like the one that you would think would come quickest, and it just doesn't make any sense is what it comes down to, it like from where we are at right now. Well, you know, what am I even talking about, dude? Like the number two selling electronic so media entertainment, the number one media entertainment system in the world, the Xbox One, that was your primary, you know, interface, is Minority Report hand gestures. So but that's, you know, there's something to be said about making a science fiction that is little more than just an accurate description of what the world like it's going to be like in a couple of years, and then putting some crazy story in the middle of it.
Yeah, which I thought they did a good job of that one. What's interesting too is that the Motorola released, in addition to the new Moto X and the Moto 360, which we'll talk about a little later, they also announced the Moto Hint, which is a Bluetooth device that looks shockingly similar to what's in the movie. So
interesting.
We'll talk about that later.
Cool. So I did want to throw this in there. This is only like vaguely technology related, but
my favorite kind.
I think it's important. It's my favorite engineering company in the world. They are a manufacturing company, and what they do is just amazing from a material science perspective, from a, you know, injection molding perspective, just manufacturing, distribution, marketing. I mean, they spread the gamut of really crazy awesome things that they do. And that's how I'm justifying bringing up the fact that my boys from Amsterdam, is it, where are they from? The Netherlands? I think they're from the Netherlands. I don't know. Lego is now the world's biggest toy manufacturer.
Wow.
They have beat down Mattel and their line of Barbie dolls. Who wants Barbie dolls? Nobody. That's the answer. They want Legos. And
Lego Barbie dolls, but yeah, Legos.
Yeah, right. And actually, it's funny. I think I don't think they get quite enough credit as a company for this. Denmark. That's right. I knew that. They don't get quite as much credit as in these articles as I think they deserve for. They decided that they wanted to attract the female audience, and. Because they'd been generally considered kind of a boy's toy, and they felt like that was something that needed to change because there's this entire other market that they think they would that they thought felt they could cater to, and so they started out ridiculously with like these, you know, just overly super girly, like stupid Lego things, and kind of took the Nintendo route of just like way too far into the. Girls like pink things. If we make it pink, girls will buy it. Forgetting that, like, you know, girls are human beings too. And so if you just make, you know, things that they're girls are, you know, it doesn't have to be pink. And so they went into stuff like
Well, I thought the biggest problem was they made it so you couldn't build. They didn't think they wanted to build.
Right, exactly. Well, so they went, yeah, that's right. So they, because that was like their first pass, was like, they weren't really Legos, they didn't interface with Legos, and then they're like, the next step was to make them actually out of Legos, but just have them be like bright pink colors and princess castles and stuff. And where they really have like finally kind of got into their rut is just making
their rut.
Their, well, you know, a rut in a good way. Rut is a
how about they finally reached their stride?
Well, yeah, that's okay. I'm fine. I'm trying to reclaim rut as an okay word.
Are you using that right now?
No, I've been using a lot more in terms of like what an actual rut is. It's a path. It's a thing that just kind of becomes self-guiding. You used to like wanted your cart to get into the rut because then it would just lead the horses for you. You basically didn't even have to think about it. That was the point of the rut. Everybody, you know, why are train wheels the length that they are is because all the cart makers that went over to building trains, they all had a set distance, and that set distance was set by the ruts in the road. How did the ruts get there? Well, they'd been there since Roman times, the Roman chariots. How did the Roman chariots decide what the length of their length of their axle should be? Well, it's the width of two horses side by side. It's weird engineering facts.
Yeah, I think at the time they took it all the way to the size of the rockets.
Yeah, it's the size of the rockets that carried the space shuttles into space are set because in order to transport the rockets from where they were manufactured to the launch site, you had to get them through train tunnels, and the train tunnels were determined by making the minimum size to fit a train. And guess what the minimum size to fit a train was? And that's how did I get on? So anyway, so Lego is finally what they realized. And where they're starting to do better is they're all of this like
they're not stuck in a rut. They found their rut.
Yeah, exactly. The rut they wanted was they've started since they license all these different movie deals and stuff. Basically, what they've done was they've licensed two movies that and intellectual property that has more of an appeal to both boys and girls, like the Harry Potters. And those sell very well to girls as well as boys. And they're not necessarily girl toys, but, you know, as far as Legos can, you know, Lego looks at them as a huge victory because girls will buy them. And, you know, with the Barbies, the reason the Barbies get womped is because they haven't figured out how to make machismo toys. You know, how do you get boys to buy dolls? Like, we don't want to buy dolls. We want to buy Legos. So... I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting watching what causes that transition and kind of how they're doing that. And just from the fact that the company was nearly collapsed, what was it, like 20 years ago, under its own weight, because it was trying to be...
I was about to say, I don't think it was that long ago, but it probably was now.
Yeah, right? Because of the...
There's this weird dichotomy out there that's so interesting, where on one hand... You do see a bunch of manufacturing jobs disappearing, and is heading more over to like software engineering and service tech types of jobs. But then on the other hand, it's like you have this essentially this resurgence of Lego, which is about building and manufacturing, which I suppose you can extrapolate it to software engineering and other stuff. But it's just fascinating.
What is the best selling independently developed game in the world right now? Minecraft. What is Minecraft? Lego.
Yes.
I mean, it's funny. They just launched Minecraft for PlayStation 4, and I almost bought it. I was like, I got to play Destiny. Let me play Destiny before I had to talk myself out of it, because it's like Legos. You know what the best part of it is? The Minecraft Lego cross licensing deals that they've done, where now you can get Minecraft sets in Lego.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's awesome. And you're just like, what is it?
Well, was it that were they interviewing the Lego CEO and he was like, yeah, we should have thought of Minecraft.
Yeah, right. It's a fascinating company. And I love the fact that, like...
Well, that's a win for awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is awesome. They're going to make another movie. Hopefully it'll be awesome as well.
We'll see.
Yeah. I'm not getting my hopes up.
Yeah.
I was gonna say I'll probably like it and buy it and like it arbitrarily because it has the particular company that I feel an emotional connection to.
Apparently, you and a lot of other people.
Yeah, right. So, it's good times. Good times. It's cool. It's definitely cool.
That is cool.
Yeah. So, I know we talked about this before. Before we talked on the show, but I just want to before we move on. Is it time? Can we talk about it? I've been waiting to talk about this for pretty much 51 weeks.
I need to go and sell my phones.
Like
should be my reminder.
Like yesterday.
I know it's coming. I'm going to do it tonight after the podcast.
Yeah, you really need to because Tuesday morning.
I have until the 9th. Is that?
Tuesday.
I have until tomorrow, but I'm going to do it tonight.
Okay. Yeah. See, my problem is I still need my phone for another couple months because I'm going to buy a Nexus on Tuesday. Or sometime around then. It's funny. I'm actually like really kind of mixed. I have like really mixed feelings about that because I'm so excited about the stupid iPhone 6. It's like, mate, no, that's a terrible idea. I'll just buy the iPhone. No, I don't need to try the Nexus. I want to be able to cut and leave.
You should get the new Moto X.
Yeah, you think?
I do, actually, because it runs stock Android.
Does it?
Huh. Yeah.
You know what? I will. I actually will. I will do that. I like Motorola. I don't know why. They seem less sketchy than Samsung and more robust than HTC and less Google-ish than Google.
It takes them a few years, but they'll come out with a good phone, like the Razr.
Yeah.
It was good. It was popular. I think the Moto X is in that same category. It just took them like 10 years to do it again.
All right. Well, and yeah. So, okay, I'll look into that. I'll definitely look into that. So big deal next Tuesday. Apple is having a bit of an event.
Live streaming it. You ready for it?
I am ready for it. I
blocked out my schedule the last two times. Someone has scheduled a meeting on top of it, just disregarding my calendar altogether. And both times I felt bad about canceling because I'm watching an Apple event.
Well, you know, it's the competition. It's important to stay on top of it.
Yeah. There you go. Oh, that's brilliant.
Exactly.
Problem is I don't even attend HP's all hands on deck.
Right.
So, you know.
Well, you'll get that through the grapevine. I mean, your boss
right.
Ahead. My question is T-Mobile ready for it? Because that's where that's sort of how I get away with these things nowadays. Is I don't do it through my company Wi-Fi, but I do. I don't even know how I'm going to manage this on Tuesday because we have a bunch of guys in from Singapore looking at our projects we're working on, and it's like a big.
Well, you know the right thing to do, but
no. I'm trying to figure out how to do what I'm going to do.
I know.
that's the really important question. So the real question is, James, what's going to happen on Tuesday? How will the world be revolutionized?
So, I have a confession to make.
Yeah?
I found myself adopting the stance that I adopt when I get really excited about a movie, which is, don't tell me anything. If I don't want to see a trailer, I don't even want to know who's in it. I want to be purely surprised.
Well, this is terrible for this show.
I know. So here was what I was. I read the titles and the headlines. I did not read any of the articles.
Okay.
So I can give you the unbiased, here's what I think will happen. You know, I haven't been talked into anything.
Okay. I want to hear this. That's what I want to hear, man.
Yeah. So I may be totally wrong, but you know what? That's okay.
Okay.
So you could supply the what do you think of this, and I can give you what I think of it.
Okay, I see what you're saying. All right,
or I could just start to guess wildly.
Well, yeah.
I'm still holding out for the haptic touchscreen.
Yeah, so I would not.
That's still my favorite of all the rumors that will happen.
I would say I would not hold my breath too long for that one. Except I don't know. Like I could see them just See, this is where I get all like this. See, we talked about how I do this. I do this every year because I'm like, dude, how hard would it be to put in like a variable speed motor into the phone so you can get the different vibration frequencies? And then it's there. It's just there. Why not have it, right? I mean, maybe Apple just throw it in there and they've got, you know, but they, why would they do that? This, I got to, oh, geez. So, okay, haptic touch. That's where you're at. Okay. iPhone 6 is the predicted name. Are we going with the iPhone 6? Is that going to be the name?
Yeah, that's a no-brainer.
Okay. 5.5-inch versus the 4.7-inch?
They're going to do both.
Okay.
And that's just because I think they can. And okay. I think they should.
Yeah. Are they going to launch them both on Friday?
They will announce them both on Friday.
Well, Tuesday.
I think Tuesday, sorry. One will be launched right away, and the other one will be later.
Okay.
And I think agree. That's how they'll say it. I don't think they'll give an actual date.
I agree. I think I agree on that one, definitely. Because I think
if the bigger one is later, would you wait out for it?
No.
Which I guess, in theory, you're going to do that no matter what, because you're going to try the other phones.
Right. Well, yeah, and for me, it's not even a... It's actually... I think I've said this on the show. It's not just me, you know, being a good tech pundit. I'm not going to buy it through the carrier. I'm going to buy it unlocked. With cash money, it takes... It usually takes like a month or two before Apple releases an unlocked phone that you can buy.
And the bigger one will be more expensive.
Yeah.
I don't know how much more.
Yeah. I'm expecting.
Don't bug me.
Yeah.
I don't think I would get the bigger one, though I do see the bigger one being a good reason to get the watch as well.
Okay. So
you've got a big device that you're not going to pull out all the time.
Yeah. I'm actually, if they came out with three different, so this is a further question. Are they going to come out with a 5-inch phone? Or a 4-inch phone?
Wait, what?
So this is your 4-inch phone, your iPhone 5S.
Is it 4 inches?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are they going to come out with...
What were my options earlier again? I already forgot.
So there's the iPhone 5S is 4 inches. The iPhone 6, there's a 4.7 model, so 0.7 larger, and then a 5.5 model.
Really? 5.5 would be big then.
It would be gigantic. Go away.
And the iPad mini is how many inches?
The iPad mini is 7.9, I think. 7 point something or other.
So, yeah, that sounds right. 7.9, and then the normal iPad is 9.7.
Right.
Okay, this is actually getting harder now. They get rid of... Well, they're obviously going to keep the 6S around.
5S?
Yes, the 5S. Or some derivation of it.
Yeah. See, now that's my question. Does it become the 5C?
Could be.
I wonder if they're going to stick with that, just sort of as a Apple belligerence that they sometimes get into, where they're like, to prove their point that they think the 5C was a success, they'll put the 5S into the plastic case and say, look, it's still a great phone. Leave us alone.
Maybe. If they come out with the different sizes, I could see them not doing that and just, you know, getting rid of the plastic. It all kind of depends on sales volumes, too, which we'll never know, but they do.
Yeah.
I could see them keeping that, and they go, there's your 4, and then you got a 4.7 and a 5.5, and it's your 3.
Yeah.
Like normal. This would... Yeah, would that work? No. You'd still have... And then the 5S would become a free one with a contract? Wow, that would be
big. See, that's the thing, is that so far they've always had four different models of phone, right? They've had the three different models of phone. They had the current gen, the last gen, and the gen before. So it'd be you know, in this case it'd be 5S and the 4S. I don't know. I'm inclined to think that they're going to make the – they're going to have four different models. I'm inclined they're going to oversaturate the number of models that they have, they need and want and have.
So that was my gut instinct, but I also know that they have an aversion to that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, but
they've shown less an aversion over time, but
right, and I think, but it, but I try to think of it as I think you know they try to keep simplicity first and profit, or they try to keep simplicity foremost, but profits first, and I just can't imagine them making the 5S free, and as opposed to making the 5C free. I think they're probably, this is actually my bet. I bet they keep the 5C around. They keep the 5S around. They keep the iPhone 6 4.7 647 around and the 655 around. I bet that's their naming convention. I don't have any idea what they're going to call them. It's going
to
be so
weird. Yeah, because we've seen, right? Like I said, I've tried to avoid them, but I've seen the headlines for the 5.5 iPhone.
Yeah, and what I think
means
is really
they're making them.
Well, yeah. Well, then what I think is really interesting is that there's a lot of leaks of the 4.7. There are very few leaks of the 5.5, which is why I sit there. I mean, like I at this point, I mean, if you remember a month or two back, I actually definitively, it was probably a month ago, I definitively stated there wasn't going to be an iPhone 5. There was too many leaks of the 4.7, and there was nothing of the 5.5. And I was just like, it's not happening. I haven't seen it. Well, I've seen it a couple times, and they look like they're the same the manufacturing point. But there's so few of them out there, it makes me feel that they've not gone into mass manufacturing. Whereas with the 4.7, they have. So that's sort of where I'm at on
Agreed.
All that. I agree with you.
So maybe they do come out with 3, and then there will be a fourth one.
Yeah. I don't know.
And they'll call it something awesome.
So
6XL.
Sapphire Glass. Where's that going to end up?
That'll be on the watch.
You don't think it'll be on the phones?
Nah.
Okay. I'm betting it's on the phones. I'll bet they put it on the phones.
All right. You're wrong.
Okay. That's fair enough. You can be shocked by my predictive skills. NFC.
This just won't die, will it?
Nope.
Okay, so like after we did this a year ago, you were like, they're never going to come out with it because they've figured out a way around it.
I thought so.
I think we stick to our guns, man. I think we stick to our guns.
Okay, all right. I'm gonna.
What?
You know what?
Come on! It was logical a year ago. What has changed?
I know. I think. Gosh, I'm hearing. Gosh,
Your touch. You got your Touch ID to authenticate. You got your Bluetooth iBeacons to get location. You're good. You don't need it.
I don't think you need it. The only reason why you would need it is because the argument that there's already an infrastructure built up and that they're better off leveraging the existing infrastructure.
Here's the deal. NFC is not that good, which is why I'm not going to fight it, and which is why I would be shocked if Apple adopted it, because you know, for them, their standard of quality is so high that I don't think they would like it. The problem with NFC is you got to line the device up just right. It's not good enough. You can't get near the cash register and touch it. There's a specific point on the cash register that's literally the size of a dime. And then you've got another point on your phone that's like the size of this Apple logo. And you need to get the two of them lined up for like more than half a second. So you can't just pass your phone through and have it beep. You know, it's not like a credit card in that regards, or even the fast pay chips on credit cards. You know, you literally got to hold it there just right. Wait. Okay, got it. Beep. And I have watched enough people, because we have NFC for printers, and I've watched people do it enough, and I've tried it enough to go, unless they figured out some magical way to make the field bigger, which the point of it is not to be big.
Yeah.
It's just annoying. It's clunky. You have to be more precise than we as humans normally are.
Yeah, and if you think about
it, I think they're going to nix it for that reason.
I think about if you think about credit cards are ridiculously forgiving. I mean, it's a channel. You put it in and you move it quick, like it, and you can move it at super different paces and stuff. And yet we still mess it up all the time and have to rewarn it all the time. Yeah, and you're right, man. They don't, you know. There's gonna be enough. Yeah, okay. I'm back on the no way gravy train.
We're, now no there is see. The what is it, the WePay or FastPay or. You know what I'm talking about with credit cards, where you just you put it on the machine, it goes beep, and it works.
That's because that's what I always think of when I think of NFC. Is though was
yeah, that's not NFC. That's different.
Yeah.
So it could be that. You know, they could put one of those chips in the case or something.
Okay. All right. And then they just call it NFC.
Well, knowing them, it would be, you know, some sort of air beep or you know, they give it an Apple name. It's the Fusion Drive. Mm. No, it's just a hybrid drive.
But, yeah, you know. But, you know, it's Apple, so why not?
So they'll give it some Apple-y name, but it will not be NFC. But I could see it being another chip thing. Now all of a sudden you work with card readers, and that changes.
That's actually where – okay, then I'll say that. You know, it's funny. I feel like I don't admit this very often on the show, James, so I want to mark this down. I didn't realize that. I didn't know that those are two different technologies. I did not know that, and I can't believe that whatever gives you the field on the little, because I've had that card before. I've actually had a card with that, and I've used it, and I used it a lot, and I really liked it. They got it at MacDaniels, and that's kind of how I always envisioned NFC on a phone. And if that,
see, with the NFC, you got to pair to the device and all this stuff,
right? Whereas with this, if all it was doing was it was basically that chip that they put in your card but was reprogrammable so it would attach to any credit card, and it only turned on when it, you know, when you put your thumb over it, all of a sudden, you know, we're going gangbangers here, man. This is real. That's okay. That's I predict something like that. I predict that. That's my prediction.
That's a great prediction.
Thank you. I'm glad we can agree on that.
I would agree with you on that.
Okay, so those are what we've decided on. So are they coming out with a payment system on Tuesday? Want you to massive global, you know, agreement with the Best Buys and American Express and everybody?
Well, according to the rumors, they're obviously doing something. And I'm getting to where they're not going to replace credit cards, but they will become a credit card, essentially.
Yep. Yeah. I think they're going to be
probably via the way we just said.
I think your iPhone is about to become an American Express credit card.
Oh, I'm so pumped for that.
Yep. That's actually exactly what I think. They're going to have
that one company, what was their name again? Where they were that single credit card and you could load five of them on it.
They're so gone.
They're done. It was a good idea.
It was. And then they got quagmired in a bunch of different stuff. That company's so over. Well, it's funny. You and I almost bought it before we were like, wait a second.
Turned out like it could be like someone could come along and say, I think this is fraud and you've stolen the card.
Yeah.
There's nothing you can say about that. Maybe. No, it's really mine.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to launch something on Tuesday. I really do. I think they're going to do a mobile payments thing.
I agree.
All right. Okay. This is turning out to be quite the show, James. This is going to be Tuesday is going to be exciting. I'm glad we're getting this all right.
I'm going to listen to the show again after Tuesday. I'm not taking notes.
Yeah. iPads.
You know, I was thinking about that. We've heard nothing. But yet, it'll have been a year since they've done an update, huh?
Yeah.
Plus, Yeah, what was up with that? Because it was like last year they did two updates within a year, huh?
Yeah. With the lightning cable stuff, and they've done a couple of. I don't think they're. I don't
was
think
that 2 years ago.
I don't think they're going to do anything with the iPad.
I'd agree. I mean,
I think the iPad, there's going to be a deafening silence of the iPad, and people are going to make a big deal out of it to try to punish the stock as much as possible. I think it's completely insignificant. I think they treat the iPad.
That's my other prediction: the stock will fall.
Oh yeah, right. It's already started. I mean, say that's not even worth predicting. That's just a given.
Sell now if you bought when I told you to earlier in the year.
Exactly.
You've been warned.
Yeah, or just hold on to it until it, you know, ride.
No. Sell tomorrow.
Oh, good point.
By Wednesday.
Good points. I had a friend who sold on Saturday. He told me like 2 weeks ago. He goes, "Yeah, I'm selling on the 6th. That's why I've already got it all scheduled. Just dump the stock 2 days before, and then and he goes, "Yeah, and then I'll rebuy a bunch of it on Wednesday." Yeah. I was like,
"Get on discount."
Yeah. What was I going to say? Yeah, so I think the iPads are fully onto the iMac treat or the Mac treatment, where it's iterative improvements. They're kind of, especially because it drafts off a lot of the iPhone innovations and the iOS innovations, so that it doesn't necessarily, you know, I think they'll do big announcements for it still, but I just don't think they're not gonna share the stage with it. They're gonna give it its own time, right before Christmas, probably I'd guess November. Late October.
I would agree.
Okay, well then, and then, so what is inside the big white tent?
What big white tent?
Oh my goodness, you really haven't been paying attention.
I told you.
So at the Yerba Buena Center, they set up this big white tent. And by big white tent, I mean it's almost as big as the Yerba Buena Center.
Really?
It's gigantic. Yeah, it's like this massive thing that they've been setting up for the past couple, like past week and a half.
Wait, is it in front of it?
It's like right next to it or behind it. I don't know where it is.
How do you spell Yerba Buena?
It starts with a Y. Yerba Buena. Apple. I'm going to say Apple Tent 2014 iPhone. An announcement. I think it's at the Yerba Buena.
I just typed in Yerba Buena Apple Tent.
What the big tent is going on? The invitations are out and Apple wishes to tell us more, but those outside the executive suite of Infinite Loop, it's at the Flint Center. That's right. It's at De Anza College. They're not doing it at the Yerba Buena Center this year, which is weird. Apple didn't pick. Yeah, it's not at the Yerba Buena Center. It's at De Anza because they couldn't set up this, like, it's hardly a tent. It's a full blown building, like, with walls.
Whoa.
Yeah, right. Apple didn't pick this.
Yeah, that's not a tent.
Yeah, they're calling it a tent, but it ain't a tent. This is, I don't know if you heard those brief and stupid rumors about YouTube playing a like rock concert. This is what started it, because it's this giant, like, you could put a concert hall in there, like a full-blown concert.
That's
what
amazing.
Is the deal? Yeah. Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. So, you're right.
Well, did they not have... I was going to say, why not just set it up at the Yerba Buena Center?
There's not enough room. I don't know if you've ever been to the Yerba Buena Center. You couldn't set up a building like that in the middle of San Francisco.
Yeah, but, well, I guess my thought was... Yeah, I know. My thought was... Maybe that's where they'll do all the demos and stuff. And let you walk around. But then why not just have it at the Yerba Buena Center?
Which is what they've always done in the past, yeah. It's the argument is because it requires some sort of a large... set piece, like a house that you can try out HomeKit on or something like that. Yeah.
Okay. That's, all right. Yeah. That sounds logical to me.
Yeah. I'm actually trying to. I feel like this is really good blotter to get people excited. I don't know if I'm got my hopes up on this being this huge revolutionary thing. I think when we find out what's in the tent, everybody's going to be like, oh. Okay. It'll sort of be like when Swift was announced, where there was a few people that were super excited about it. And were like, oh my goodness, this is the coolest thing ever. And then, you know, like me. And then, but most of the people were like, oh, that's not nearly as exciting as we thought it would be. It's just a new language. Jeez. Okay, cool. So then I guess the last big question of the night, as far as the Apple lineup goes,
yes.
are they gonna launch a new iTunes? The answer is yes on that, by the way. But no. So, are they going to announce the
new iTime?
The iTime. The iWatch.
The iTime? The iClock, maybe?
Yeah, right.
The iWristwatch? That seems. What if they call it AirTime?
I like that. They're gonna. It's gonna be an I something or other.
Yeah, I know. I think they will announce it, and then I think we said this last week. I think we said it in passing. Mm. And they got to submit the docs to get it all done. So they haven't actually started manufacturing it yet, but they want to tell us about it.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because it's just like with the original iPhone. It takes 6 months or whatever to get stuff through the FCC. So
haven't seen any pictures or leaks of it.
Nope. That's actually one of the really, really big deals of that everybody's talking about, is the fact that nobody has any idea what it looks like. There's no knowledge. It's completely they've done a good job of, you know what they did? I love this. I love this about Apple. This is so brilliant. They leaked the iPhone 4 or the iPhone 6 4.7 inch phone like mad. They let everybody see it. They showed off the crystal sapphire quartz screen with the one dude who not quartz, but the crystal sapphire screen with the one dude who does the YouTube channel that I'm jealous of because of all of his followers. And you know, with the flight where he showed it off and stuff, and that was Apple. That was so Apple, just like juking people, trying to distract them, like, look at the iPhone 6, it's coming. And they've managed to keep everybody caring about that as opposed to anything else that is actually, you know, arguably less predictable. You know, maybe it would be a bigger deal to get a scoop on the iWatch, and they haven't been able to because they've been distracted with the iPhone, with the 4.7 inch phone.
Tim just walks out wearing it casually.
That's my
He won't, but that would be awesome if he did.
Yeah. Why not?
Phil will.
I was gonna say that would be such a Steve Jobsian thing to do. Wear the watch the entire show just to at the last, you know. Oh, and one more thing.
What time is it?
Yeah, exactly. Tool time. So, do we even want to pretend to guess what's going to be on the iWatch? What the iWatch's deal is going to be?
Yes.
Okay. It's going to have a chick.
So I'm gonna lead into this with something different, actually.
Mm-hmm.
CNET recently did an interview, a Q&A, with the Android Wear guys.
Okay.
Competitor smartwatch.
Don't you have to launch a smartwatch before you can consider someone your competitor?
Sure. Anyways, they talk about how they're taking over the world and all that stuff.
Right.
So they start asking questions. Oh, I ate all my junior mints.
That is the worst feeling.
Especially when I wasn't ready for it. I thought I had one more. I mean, I already had a couple boxes worth, but... anyways.
That happened to me watching the third season of 24. I thought I had one more disc worth of episodes, so I wasn't keeping track. So we got to the last episode, and I was like, wow, where are they going to go from here? And then I realized, oh, that was the last episode. That was so painful. I remember the feeling, the emotion, where I was today. I know what you're going through is what I'm saying.
It sounds like they're slightly different. I will get over mine in about 5 minutes. So they said Google has Glass and now Android Wear. What's the company's overall approach to wearables? Okay.
And
then they say the approach is the same as any of their products. They build technology that delights people by improving their lives. Which, like, sounds great. So whether it's watches, glass, or even the smart context lens, the idea is they want it there when you use it, and then you can forget about it when you don't. And so they're looking for wearables that will help you in the moment instead of taking you away from the moment.
Mm.
So it's maybe giving you easier access to something, but the right type of access. So the reason why they're interviewing them is because they're getting ready to release a couple new updates for the iWatch. Nope.
Never
for Android Wear.
There we go.
Man. And so they're doing a couple things here. They're going to make it easier to, or possible, it sounds like, to pair a Bluetooth headset to your watch. And so what it means is that you'll be able to store music on your watch.
Oh, baby.
And then just have your headset. So, like, one of the uses they said for it is they're also introducing GPS support. So, like, you could go out for a run, and instead of having to carry your phone with you, you just have your watch and your music and then your headset. You track your run, listen to your music, and then when you get back, it'll just sync it all with your device into the cloud and stuff.
I love that.
Yep, yep. So that was one of their, like, use cases for it. And then another one that they're excited about is they will allow third parties to develop watch faces. Make them available on the Google Play Store, which are like, yeah, I feel like you should have already had that, but whatever. They got it now.
But Apple's not going to do that for a year, so they have time.
Yeah, maybe. What they were saying is that they actually haven't released an API for that yet, but third parties have figured out workarounds already to do it. So, like, so we're really excited to see now what they're doing. And then he kind of got into... He tried to dig into this interesting, like, place where he was like, when are these updates coming out, and can we expect them to roll out on all the devices? And his point was, you know, you don't have to go through the carriers anymore, and you guys aren't open sourcing this stuff. So, yeah. You know, how is this different? And it was kind of a weird – you could tell he was trying to get them to admit that the whole open source thing didn't work as well as they wanted.
Yeah.
And they have an opportunity to do it different here, and they are. And these guys were very – they did a good job of not admitting that but saying it essentially.
Yeah.
And he had to ask it like three times to kind of parse it out of them. But essentially they were like, yeah, you know, we don't have to go through the carriers, so that's a little bit easier so we can get them faster. Device manufacturers will still be able to layer their own – preloaded apps and stuff, and they do have skins that they can make for them, so that's still there. But it sounded like fundamentally, they're not going to have the code and be able to change the code.
Right.
They got to play within their framework, so you can't do what Amazon did. You can't just take it over and go, this is ours now.
Yeah, so, watch Amazon try.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, so there was that slight distinction there, and you could tell that they were like, yeah. We should have done it this way from the instead of open sourcing it all. But that's okay. You know, that's fine.
Well, Microsoft had it right with the Xbox, and so did PlayStation or Sony with the PlayStation. And, you know, everybody else who's ever done that except Microsoft or, you know, Linux. But
yeah. So then they were asking them about, you know, well, how do companies differentiate themselves? And they were saying the other thing that they're really working on is adding – the ability to read a bunch of sensors in your phone. So, like, if a manufacturer adds GPS, okay, now we can read that. If they add, you know, light sensors or altimeters and barometers and thermometers and stuff, they're like, you know, we'll create the software to and the APIs to read those sensors, and then we'll leave it up to the manufacturers to decide to include them in the device or not. To which, they started talking about that, and I was like, man, G-Shock was just massively ahead of its time.
I want to show you a bug. This is apropos of very little what we're talking about. This is I have the text messaging app open on the iPhone. Put your finger over the light sensor. Immediately turns off. It's cool. This is the latest update. It's a total bug. I don't know what caused it. They haven't fixed it yet. I'm assuming because they're going to launch a new operating system on Friday, and they don't have time.
Right.
But yeah, talking about sensors, and then sorry,
that was a sensor. That's the
there
connection.
We go. Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So anyways, they are going to have. I was just thinking about G-Shock and was like, man, they really were ahead of their time. And I don't feel bad for them because they made, I'm sure, millions of dollars selling their watches because
they're
genuinely awesome.
I would say a lot of people probably lived really good lives off of that. So sometimes.
Yeah, no. Like I said, I don't feel bad. But they were a company that was constantly adding stuff, you know, to these ginormous watches. I mean, I know I had one that had an altimeter and barometer in it, and it was awesome.
I remember us We were comparing as we were going up to our grandma's cabin, was passing the different elevation signs, and we were like, James, what elevation are we at? Is it accurate?
Yeah, yes, it was. Which was awesome for like backpacking when you didn't actually have a third-party validation source. And so they're going to have that kind of stuff maybe built in. There's a part of me that's like, man, I know G-Shock isn't quite what it used to be anymore just because, you know, whatever, for whatever reason. But man, they would be a perfect company to be like, Google or Samsung, please buy us. And take all of our cool tech and just connect them to the device, because we already have all of these sensors and awesome things built into it. I remember one of them, it was like literally like a mini television with a receiver on it. It was the craziest watch in the world. Pretty awesome.
Yeah. But,
you know, you're looking and go, I'd never buy that, because it was like $400, which will, I'm sure, soon become laughable.
Insane.
Like, that's a reasonable price for a watch.
I could do that.
But could you imagine, like, you do the whole G-Shock thing, and like, oh yeah, sure, throw your smartwatch around, it doesn't break.
Yeah.
Oh, it's water resistant. Yeah, don't worry about it.
It's going to be weird. It's going to be a weird piece of technology, because Apple just hired, what's his name? Johnny Ives. Johnny Ives' friend. New. What's the dude's name? I totally had it in my brain just a couple of
seconds
ago. I don't
remember, but he's living in the UK.
Yeah. Johnny Ives is Brit. Ridiculous.
So then, at the same time, Motorola has released, finally, the 360, which has been like everyone's, oh, I'm so pumped to see it. Watch. Because it's round. And I mean, is there any other reason?
It looks good. I mean,
yeah, because it's round.
It's not freaking ugly like the other two.
Because it's round.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyways, they released it. It's actually getting pretty good reviews from people. The Verge gave it an 8.1 out of 10.
Yeah.
The biggest issue, care to guess?
Battery life.
Yep. They said it almost makes it a day.
It doesn't have to make it a day. It only has to make it, what is it? What's 24 minus 8? 16 hours?
Yeah, they said this one made about 12.
Yeah, see, now that is a problem.
Yeah, and he was like, he goes, so you have to charge it every single night. It won't last on heavy usage. You know, light usage, sure. But you have to charge it every night. He's like, I'm not saying it has to last a week. It's like, it'd be nice if it lasted 2 days just in case I forgot to charge it one night. Or at least a day and a half.
Yeah.
He said that was the big, like, bummer about it. But it genuinely looks cool. He said the screen wasn't as crisp as he would like it, but it was genuinely readable in all lights and angles, which is good.
Yeah.
It runs Android Wear, so it has all those features exactly the same as everybody else. Other than, he was saying, you could tell that they designed Android Wear with a rectangular glass or screen in mind, because like there's some apps where it just cuts off the text. Don't worry about it. You didn't really want to read that part.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
And so he's like, so there's that, but it does look cool. Like their metal bands, which will be that watch. By the way, man, it's $249.
That's a steal.
And if you do get the metal bands, that's another $50. So 300 bones for that. But yeah, this guy was like, he was intrigued by it. He liked it. He goes, I don't wear watches. I probably wear this one if I had to.
Yeah. I mean, I'm fully back on the watch bandwagon with my Fitbit.
There you go. It's a good world. It's a good world.
Yeah, the watch world. I appreciate us giving the context of what the wearable world is going to look like, but
yeah, you're welcome.
But what's Apple going to do?
Okay, so I believe that Apple is going to do something similar to the 5.5 phone. $5 foot long. They will.
Yes.
They will announce it. They will not release it. They will probably give a date, though, for that one as opposed to later, like they will with the 5.5 or the 5.5 from here on out. The 5.
I like the 655, the 655.
The 655?
Yeah.
655 iPhone now. Did I get enough letters? I think I went over by one. So I think they're going to do that. I think they'll also announce the API at that time. Let developers start messing with it.
So, but what features are they going to have? I mean, what is it going to be, man? That's the important question.
It will tell the time.
Okay.
It will have a heart rate monitor.
Yes.
A pedometer monitor. A sweaty monitor.
Yes.
It will have a microphone for the Sears.
Mm-hmm.
It will not take pictures or video.
Right.
Maybe selfies.
But first?
Probably not, though. It will probably also tell the time.
So you're thinking a couple of sensors and a face to give you updates and stuff.
Yeah, with a minimalist input. Like I said, voice responses. Mm-hmm. To say, like, text messages.
Okay.
Bluetooth, it'll be useless without your phone.
You think it'll be useless without the phone?
Well, you know, it'll tell the time, but that'll, you know. It'll track data, I guess.
Will it play songs? Will it have music?
It will have a music controller. Will it have storage for songs? No. Maybe? I don't know. Sure.
Yes, yeah, this is where I don't know. I really don't know.
Like shuffle style, like that kind of
thing? Yeah, like an iPad shuffle. Because I'll say yes. I really like the idea of a sports watch. I mean, I guess that's what I want, really and truly, is I want something that I can go to the gym without and leave my phone in my locker. You know, because at this point, I bring my Fitbit is great for around the office, keeping track of my steps, because I don't keep my phone with me all the time. I oftentimes leave it at my desk. But when I actually go and work out, I bring my phone with me everywhere else. I bring my phone with me. So if when I'm working out and stuff, it would be great if I could replace the basic functionalities that I have my phone for, which is music and health tracking and stuff, and then just ignore it until I get back to my phone. That's to me is it's like I don't want a full blown phone. I want a phone replacement. I want you to impress me with I want it to be beautiful. How is it going to charge?
Magic. I don't know. I hope it's like the Pebble or the Touchstone stuff. That's cool.
How does the Pebble charge?
It's got this, oh, no, I can't bring it over here. Where is it?
It's a little pedestal you just put it on, right?
No, it's got these, the two little terminals here, and then magnets on each side, so the thing just clips on, or not clips, it magnetizes on and charges. So it's watertight as a result.
Yeah, I definitely think it's going to be something like that.
The Moto 360's got a little cradle that you put it in, so it's very similar, just without the magnets.
I'm saying I'll bet.
Seems like an obvious
solution.
Yeah.
Which is what are we impervious to because of that? A solution.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
It'll be color, touch screen.
Yeah.
White, black. Gold.
Two sizes, chick size and a dude size.
It's
the one addition I want to throw in there.
$400? $200?
$400. I wonder, we could, for something like this, we could charge $1,000. We could charge $800. We could even charge $600, but we won't because we like you. We'll only charge a low, low, low $400 for this ridiculous piece of technology that you don't need. But we'll inevitably buy.
Given culture, though, it's unfortunately, and you saw it, it's just, if you, I don't want to say it, subsidies are awesome.
Yeah.
For consumers, because I don't necessarily advocate it from a personal finance point of view.
Yeah.
But from a we want to sell a lot of these, and the easiest way to sell a lot of them is to make it not a lot up front.
Mm-hmm.
Subsidies are awesome.
Yeah.
And I think if they don't have that, they will not sell as many as they want.
I don't think they care.
The iPad, as an example.
I think they're fine.
I think they were smart. They would do a 3G-only iPad. They wouldn't do Wi-Fi. Get them all on subsidies plans. They'd sell a ton of them. Yes, even more than they currently do.
I don't know. Yeah, if they were all subsidied, you're right. If they were basically free up front, I'm glad they don't, but...
Yeah, but anyways, they're going to do the same. They're not going to do that with the iWatch, right? They're going to do the iPad model.
Yeah.
That'd be interesting to know if they had a 3G version.
But. I think so. You know, back to what I talked about last week with the tiny little 3G.
Yeah.
It'd be awesome. So, cool. All right. I guess that kind of wraps up what we expect from Tuesday.
Okay.
It'll be fun. This will be good. I'm going to like having to defend the company and the decisions they make next week. It'll come out and watch.
So, my recommendation, I read this. I think it was on Lifehacker. You know how sometimes when you have a new account, it asks you for your username, password, and then security questions?
Yes.
According to Lifehacker, they say ignore the questions and just use that as another opportunity to add another password. Mm. The questions are irrelevant. They do not matter. If anything, it is to your benefit not to answer the questions.
Right, because it's usually biographical information. If somebody knows you, they can...
Yeah, yeah. And so that's... I have not gone down the route of just setting a whole nother password, but I now no longer answer them truthfully.
I would say this. I answer them all truthfully so that I can use them as a basis for knowing them, but I do have a particular way that I put my passwords in, these security questions in every time that... is not necessarily easy to guess.
Okay.
So it's I have I actually use a I
yeah. Tell us what you do.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's not super clever. I'll give you that. If you know the answers, it's you know the guess is this is great to broadcast to the world. You know, but it's
I'm not gonna stop you.
But I mean, it's funny. It actually started because I could never remember. What I did, I had security questions, and I just decided that I needed to come up with a really simple method that all of my security question answers, no matter what the actual answer was, they were all formatted the same way. And because of that, and especially because you know using all of your different characters and stuff, because of that, it actually became a pretty good system for none of the answers are necessarily real because of it. As a result, So yeah, I get that, and I did that unintentionally, but you know, effectively. But why are you bringing this up? This is just a helpful hint.
I was reading an article about how I hacked my own iCloud account for $200, and a couple people who tried to hack each other's iCloud accounts to see if it was possible, and they said it was really easy to guess your email, and it was and then the next trick is what was it? It was because what you want to do is you want to reset the old password is the trick. And in order to reset it, you needed what was it? It was your date of birth was one, and then your email was the other.
Okay.
And then you had to answer two security questions, and if you could answer those, you were in. And so, for one of them, it was kind of fun. Like this guy, he was trying to find his friend's birth date. He goes, he had the month and the day, but not the year, because he didn't publish that on Facebook. Yeah, and so he goes, but he used a little social engineering where he goes, oh, I got it. You're 31 or whatever. And the guy was like, no, I'm 30. Ah, thank you.
Perfect.
And, yes. Oh, yeah, that's right. I knew that. When he didn't. So,
yeah, now Jennifer Lawrence is wishing she lied about her age like the rest of the actresses.
Yeah, way to go. And so, well, they were saying it's especially bad for celebrities, because usually that's like on Wikipedia.
Right, yeah, it's super easy to find.
Yeah, and then you can try to figure out like the name of your first boss, first car you own, you know, all these things. But they're like, and both of these guys got stopped by the security questions. One of the guys figured out one of the two, and that was it. And so if you took the security question and didn't actually answer it, picked another random password, it will be impossible for someone to try to guess that.
Right.
To reset your real password.
Right. And the questions are relatively, you know, everybody always, what's your mother's maiden name? What city you were born in? What was the name? You know, if you just have a password for a given type of question, you know, that is, like you said, it's a lie. You know, what city was I born in? Albuquerque. You know, if you just do that every, that's not the one I use, by the way. You know, but if you did that every time, it would effectively be something, it would actually work as a, you don't have to really remember it. You know, but it works as a secondary password because nobody would ever guess that.
Right.
Because it's wrong and it's random. Because who's born in Albuquerque? That's just rough, man. I'm sorry. But yeah, that's interesting. So yeah, so I guess it's the, you know, I got a bone to pick with you, James. As you've nicely segued all this into. Yeah, at the end of the last show, you threw out a little bit of a bomb that I think was unfair, and I didn't say anything because it was
the end of the show. Well, I totally ambushed you.
I know, it was rough.
You're welcome.
And so I'm bringing it back up, and I've if you guys could see our notes, you'd see that the most articles that I linked for this entire week are all iCloud. Nude photo stuff. So I realized that, like, we live in a time where media moves at like a million miles per hour, and this honestly seems like this happened last year already, even though it was a week and a half ago. But it was literally last Sunday, I think. But it feels like it was forever ago. So if this is really boring for our listeners, we're sorry. We realize that this is pretty well trod ground already, but
nah, it'll come back again because of Apple stuff next
week. I was going to say it's a bridge topic because, like you said, yeah, this is all has to do with the fact that so Samsung realized that, you know, stiff competition coming out from Apple, so they hired some Russian hackers to infiltrate iCloud in a high profile way.
Samsung did it?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
even
the
better.
That's the conspiracy theory that I was reading on Mac Daily News, which was
awesome. Okay.
Yeah. Well, it was the authors weren't suggesting it; they were just repeating what other people had put forward.
Yeah.
They weren't advocating that theory. It is it is funny that it's like this. Clearly was a, so. Basically, what happened was these girls, celebrities, often many of them took nude photographs. For those of you who haven't been following the news, photos, Apple had an exploit that they thought might have been used to break the password, but that wasn't it. They think it was more of a social engineering, as James described, where you get the birth date, a couple of biographical informations, and the email, and then you can reset the password. And the
By the way, the other way to overcome that is to use the two-factor authentication thing.
Authentication?
Yeah, thank you. That's another way to stop people completely.
It's true. And the big deal here was Apple. That's what Apple is advocating. So the big deal here is that if it was a case of social engineering, and it's funny, Apple did a nice job of just like kind of like putting the kibosh on that without actually proving it. There's no published evidence that it wasn't a massive breach of security on Apple's part. They easily could have lied about it, and you know that might obviously the danger there is that that could get leaked, and then it would be way more disastrous if it was a major security flaw, and they lied about it. That would be horrendous. But at the same time, you know, on the like a week before a major launch of a credit system, geez, you almost want to murder the people who know the truth if they know the truth. And Because what's the old saying? One person can, if, you know, if it's a conspiracy of more than one person, you've it's too many people. the deal here is with this whole thing is, yeah, it was some sort of social engineering hack, and especially since a lot of all these girls were celebs, they go through and they do articles where people ask them, so where were you born? What was your childhood life? What was the name of the street you were on? What's your mother's maiden name? You know, and ask them weirdly specific questions like that. That would be perfect for hacking somebody. You wouldn't necessarily even need to get any extra. You wouldn't have to ask them, hey, how old are you? Questions like that. You just, like you said, Wikipedia. What is interesting about it, and I do think that this is interesting. I don't know, you know, if it was all coincidence, holy cow, what a coincidence. But it is really fascinating that the breach happened over the course of months as they were collecting these pictures, and yet they were all, you know, published just in enough time to really, 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 really hammer Apple stock prior to a major product launch. And it's funny, there's been little other FUD. What does FUD stand for? I know it actually
Fear, unknown, doubt.
Yeah, it's, you know, articles that are designed to make people worried and hammer the stock, and that always coincides with an Apple launch, and there's been very little of it outside of this. And you know, it's just one of those, it's a weird one where you're like, man, if this was all coincidence, holy cow. You know, it's only going to be a coincidence once. Next time, it's because somebody learned a lesson from it. You know, next time it will be, you know, paid hackers targeting a corporation. But you made the comment as we were coming out of the conversation that the number, you know, one solution here, not just having your information hacked, would be to not take naked pictures of yourself. And yeah. I thought that was
legit a little solution.
So this is the deal. So this frustrates me because
you like to take nude photos of yourself and
hey, you know what? Don't knock it till you try it.
Okay.
Well, so okay. Well, legitimately,
let's just be clear. That was not a denial.
No, it wasn't. I'm not sending naked pictures to anybody. I'm not taking naked pictures of myself. That being said,
okay, all right. I just wanted to clear the air there.
Yeah,
because you didn't say you weren't doing it. I was just
But I wouldn't. So, but I would go so far as to say this, and
would
this
you,
is what
would
I was
lie gonna, this, to everyone this, on this podcast right
this,
now about this.
This is the larger point of what I was going to say.
Okay,
is
all right,
Mary
all right.
Elizabeth Mary Elizabeth Winstead, one of the girls who did have her naked pictures leaked. The pictures were of her and her husband that they took together. And I find absolutely nothing objectionable about a married couple doing that. I mean, I don't actually care if Jennifer Lawrence is doing it either from a moral perspective. I don't care what she's doing. She can do whatever she wants. But like, I can't even pretend to take some sort of a moral high ground with like a married couple doing that. Like, whatever, it's fun. You know, whatever.
Well, yeah, well, it's like just get rid of the word naked and just say your personal picture.
Exactly. And you know, and you sit there and you go, it's like I feel like. I get what you're saying, you know, if you don't want to ever get, if you never want your ship to sink, don't set sail. But that's not the point. Like, it should be, you know, the ship should be safe to sail in. And I feel like, especially with these, you know, it's like, you know,
that's fair.
I don't say that I don't morally equate, like, you know, I would actually say I don't think just because you're looking at these pictures doesn't mean you're like morally on level with rape, which is what a lot of people were like saying. You know, that was something that was being thrown around. Like, if you're looking at these pictures, that's what how bad it is. I do think it's kind of creepy. You know, like if you know,
Then they should not be watching her.
Well, I would say consenting adults, like, that's, you know, whatever you want to do. But the fact that these girls weren't consenting to these pictures being leaked is what I was my point of is the point of the. But, I, you know, it's a pretty serious sexual violation of these girls. And I don't know. I feel like that was worth stating that's I want to separate myself from your bigotry is what I'm trying to say, James.
Well, again, I think it's really important to it's that fun Venn diagram, but it's so important where it's two non-bisecting circles, and one says internet and the other says privacy.
I know, that's the part that gets me is I think it's something we've known for a while. I was talking with my boss, I think it was on Tuesday, and he said, I really want to know how those naked pictures happened. And, you know, my boss is he's getting on.
Oh, you had a camera.
Yeah, he's getting on in age, but I sat there and said, well, like, they just took pictures of themselves to send to whoever, and iCloud automatically backed up everything. Like, it was just there. Like, they didn't necessarily put them.
So was that on iCloud or PhotoStream? I was curious about that.
See, that's the trick. So this is where it all comes to. iCloud is a giant catchphrase for a number of different technologies. iTunes Mash is part of iCloud. Your Word document stuff is part of iCloud. Your PhotoStream is part of iCloud. These are all part of iCloud.
Because there's a specific iCloud backup. Mm-hmm. And I know about this because I actually disabled it on our father's phone when he was up here. Because it was soaking up like 5 gigs of his memory, and he was like, "I don't understand."
Yeah.
And I was like, "You got it all on PhotoStream. Disable the backup." And so we disabled it all. So he didn't have iCloud backup, which included, you know, photos and video and contacts and emails and stuff. Which I was like, "This is already all on the cloud. You don't need it twice."
So the deal is, and this is actually what I think is really crazy, is that how functionally they would actually go about getting the photos is once you have the password and email information, then what they would do is they'd use a police tool that's sold by a Russian company that is what its entire job to do is to basically to use the credentials that you have, connect to iCloud, and download an entire backup. It basically it tells the iCloud that, hey, I'm an iPhone, and then it just lets you download the backup. And once you have the backup of the iPhone and all of the credentials, you now have a fully functioning iPhone. And even if they didn't back up all of their photos and everything, if they have PhotoStream up and running, you can now get to PhotoStream and you can download all those photos. So yeah, I mean, it has to do with how Apple kind of does all their back end stuff. And it's funny. One of the things that I forget is that I actually have friends that work for Apple and work with iCloud and work with the back end stuff. And so I hope I'm not getting anybody in trouble saying this, but I know that Apple is not, they're not Google. They try to pretend like they're Google when it comes to this sort of stuff, or that they're better than Google because they don't leverage your information. But the infrastructure of how they do the back-end stuff is not—it's not great. The joke that I was told was Apple's strategy is you've got a bunch of code that's running really slow. You can either optimize the code to get it to go twice as fast, or you can buy another server farm. And guess which option Apple regularly chooses? You know, and that's how they roll. And so it's not surprising to me that you'd have something like this where it's like you can get in. You know, you would think that your clouds would be a separate little domain from the phone backup, from the, you know, you'd be able to kind of keep it all separate. But once you get the credentials, man, you're in. You can get anything and everything. And
well, I mean, that makes sense.
Well, it does, but it's just it's amazing how easy it is. You know, you would think that if you would have to have like an actual iPhone at least, and you just don't even need that. I mean, you can just surf their cloud storage, and so I don't know. It's crazy. I guess
I don't understand how that's any different. If you can get the credentials, how's that any different than Google, Dropbox, whoever?
I guess. I don't know. It's just okay, that's fair. I was unfairly. I was. You know what that was? That was fear, uncertainty, doubt. That was a FUD attack on Apple. I'm trying to get the stock as low as I can before I buy.
That's fair.
It's an unfair attack. You're right. But I don't know. I think it's fascinating, especially because I'm sure I do things that I would be horrified if people knew about. Not necessarily. I don't know. I always say that, and then I have a really hard time even thinking of a specific example.
Because I actually wanted one.
I know.
So, like, what?
Yeah, exactly. What are you talking about?
Give me an example real quick. Maybe not that example, but a close one. Maybe, yeah, I'll guess.
Exactly. Well, I'm sure sometimes, like, I will take political... This is a good example. Sometimes I'll take devil advocacy perspectives of politics online... You know, on relatively anonymous websites, unless you know any of my usernames.
4chan?
not 4chan, but Reddit. And there are historical comments, or if you read the comment, you'd think, I can't believe you believe that. And I'll be like, it was more just they didn't know me, so I threw the argument out there because I knew they couldn't prove I didn't believe it. But at the same time, like, yeah, it would not be fun to have certain, family members or whatever have to defend stuff like that. And you can online, and because it's anonymous, and it's one of those things where you don't think you're doing anything until. You don't even think twice about what you're doing until all of a sudden you realize, oh, you know what? It would be frustrating if my uncle thought I believed that, and then I had to tell him either A, I lie online, or B, I believe that.
That's a tough predicament you're in.
Yeah, exactly. That is a super minor to, being a girl having your pictures, naked pictures distributed online, but it's, the same region of violation, and it's I don't know, it's there are text conversations where I make jokes with friends about activities that I don't participate in, but the NSA thinks I do, and but you're just joking, and but you may not realize that unless you know the context of that conversation, and exactly. And I don't know. It's interesting. It's an interesting dilemma, and especially coming into the whole iCloud thing. One of the things I think is really fascinating is Apple has decided that you can't. They're not one of the caveats for apps that'll connect to their health stuff is any health apps won't be able to store information in iCloud. And the reason for it is because HIPAA has really, really strict rules on what a cloud storage needs to be in order to store health information online. It has to be secure. And Apple doesn't want to disclose that. They don't want to deal with that. And so their solution is just to say, no, you can't store your health information online.
Wow.
Which it says something, and it says something about Apple's attitude. It says something about their capabilities, especially since I feel like, the two big pushes you're going to really take away from Tuesday's announcement is they're getting into health technology and they're getting into payments technology, which those are really scary. You want to feel secure about that and what's being stored and where is it going and who has their eyeballs on it. And, when push comes to shove, they're not going to back it up, and I don't know. I don't know. It's a big question. Like you said,
I don't have a good answer for it either.
Like you said, there's, they're on the Venn diagram of internet and privacy. They don't actually intersect. And, you're getting into this.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that's very true. Sure, there's advances in security, but there's advances in hacking that security. And there was another article that came out that apparently, Home Depot's had a major credit card breach.
Yeah.
Which I'm super pumped about because I shop there all the time and continue to shop there. Which I guess also says something. But it was it turns out people have been getting their credit card information for what could be a couple months now, and they're looking into it and hopefully trying to figure out what the extent of the damage is. It's like, well, there's another one.
Yeah, I mean, well, the thing is like, I think Target, it's sort of like the auto recalls. We've had more auto recalls in the last, like, 2 years than the last 20 combined, or some ridiculous statistic like that. But it's because once you had the big one of the you know, GM with the car, and they finally, like, fessed up to that, they just started pushing out every recall, everything they could get. And once GM had done, like, 9, all the other car companies were like, okay, nobody's paying attention anymore. It's been, you know, we've been saturated. So everybody announced everything together. So there's just been a ridiculous number of recalls and stuff because you can get away with it right now. And I think you're kind of heading in that direction. It's like Home Depot. I don't think anybody's going to notice, because they're like, right, at this point, we all assume that, okay, my credit card information's been hacked. There's nothing, I can't do anything about that. It's just done. You know, and...
Which, I mean, isn't the right answer.
No, it's not. But,
you know, but at least for that's the reality today.
I know, and I think Apple, it's funny, you know, there's enough righteous indignation in the world that I think Apple's going to come out of this relatively unscathed, even though I think there are security issues that they're not dealing with, but there's not a lot of attention, because it's sort of a, you know, part of it is just we're fatigued from this stuff, and then the other part of it is well, pretty girls shouldn't be taking naked pictures of themselves and sending them to random guys, or wouldn't be getting
right.
in trouble with it, you know? There's those two conflicting attitudes are going to let Apple completely skate through. And I'm not an Apple shareholder, so I don't mind taking this perspective.
You don't have a 401k?
What?
You don't have a 401k?
Good point.
You are a shareholder. You just don't know it.
Yeah.
You probably own a fraction of a share.
Right. Yeah.
No, I do.
But it's, you know, it's one of those things where you when you look at this sort of security stuff, I used to always say, I've been saying on the show forever, my security strategy has been, if I'm afraid of people finding out about it, I don't put it online.
There you go.
And
it's a good strategy.
I don't know, man. Okay, my credit, all my money's online, which I'm sort of like, I'm kind of worried about, but...
I saw this article. They were like, sounds like you should go back to paying with cash for everything.
Yeah.
It's like, well, Dave Ramsey would be proud.
Yeah, right. But.
But envelopes.com is not free, so much for that idea.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what to do. Let's talk about something else. Let's talk about something more different.
So I already mentioned one of the products, but Motorola released three. Talked about the 360. They also did a revamp of the Moto X.
Yeah.
It's better.
It's better?
Yeah. It's got Gorilla Glass. It's a little bit wider. Has 1080p display. It's a little thinner. So there's that. Essentially, what they were saying is that they liked the original Moto X, and this one's better.
Yeah. Hey, man, that's a way to do it. Gorilla Glass, don't you think that's a little fragile?
Incrementalism.
I hear those break pretty easy. This is me boosting Apple stock back up.
Nice. Nice.
Yeah, it's a good looking.
Yeah, thing. It sounds like it's a pretty cool. It's got the metal frame on it. It's still customizable. They've added leather to the mix now.
Nice. It's only 500 unlocked. Wow.
It's actually a good deal.
That is actually a really good deal.
Well, that's probably for like the most number of gigs.
That's for the. It's the what?
That's probably for like however many, whatever the maximum number of gigs is.
It starts only $9.99 on contract and $4.99 unlocked. So I'm assuming that it's more.
Oh, that's a start.
If you get more gigabytes, can I buy one yet? When does it go on sale?
I don't know. Yeah, there's a 16 and a 32 gig.
Oh man, I totally got money for this. I'm buying one. That's awesome. How much does the Moto 360 cost? $250. I'll bet I could float.
No, both. It's only. Yeah, it's $250.
I'll bet I could float both. I could do that.
Man.
45 days, return them. Try both of them out. I might have to.
While you're at it, you should get crazy and you should get the Moto Hint.
Yeah.
It's a Bluetooth earbud that you can use to control your smartphone.
I might not go back. I might not get an iPhone. Whatever.
You can tap it or give a command.
I'm not going to get that.
The command, by the way, is listen up, Moto Hint.
Wow, that sounds stupid.
Yeah. Or you could touch it. It fits snugly in your ear, so you don't look crazy. It's only $150.
You see, but the thing is,
you can post to Facebook.
I'm not gonna do that. You can post to Facebook. I like the natural collection. I like the wood back. Is it actually wood or is it a veneer?
I think it's a veneer.
Oh, that's stupid.
I thought it was wood at first, but then I was like watching a video of it, and it didn't look like wood. Maybe it is. I don't know. I doubt it. Because they were saying each one is different. No two wooden cases are the same.
Yeah, well.
I don't know how to interpret that. You could probably search for it.
Yeah, I will. But the orange... I mean, see, I'm a big wood fan. I love wood. But maybe I'll go with the orange.
The orange letter? Leather? Or
is that I don't know. I'm actually gonna have to like try this out and stuff, I guess. So I'll look more into the Moto X options.
They're cool phones. Yeah. That's what Republic Wireless uses, and so I've played around with them and looked into them. They're cool. They work well. They got some cool features on it, like the OK Google. Just say that whenever, and you can give it a command. It's got this wave to dismiss notifications. So, like, if you set your alarm and you don't have to try to figure it out on your phone, you just wave your hand over it, and it'll go to sleep. Which I'm like, that's kind of counter to what the point of it is, but cool. I feel like there's some other features there, too. Oh, it was like, if I remember correctly, so if you take your phone and you flip it over or something like that, it'll just quickly show you the time, or if you move it, it'll just show you the time real quick. Because it's assuming that's what you want.
Yeah.
So, it's cool.
Dude, I'm totally going to get a Giants colored / Pacific Tigers colored /
nice.
Las Gatas Wildcats colored /
OSU Beavers
/ what's the other one that I care about? Harley Davidson colored phone
/ Halloween.
/ Halloween. Yeah. Add a signature. I probably shouldn't do that if I want to return it. That's gonna be really. If I can get a Moto 360 and a Moto X, that'll be awesome.
That'll
be great. Cool. All right. I'm gonna figure out how to do this, James. What are we talking about? Something.
What was it? Moto.
I like Motorola. They're a good company. Who are they owned by now? Some Chinese company, right?
Lenovo.
Right, they're Lenovo. Oh, jeez Louise. They're gonna.
I know. Lenovo's number one PC manufacturer now.
So. I know, right? Because it's China. That's how they roll. They don't like to do things small. They're like Texas, but a billion times bigger.
Yeah.
So that's cool. Was that all we got? We took because we.
Nah,
kinda,
that was it.
I mean, say we kind of talked about him a couple of times.
We technically only got like 10 more minutes.
All right, cool.
just put that one out there.
Well, do you just want to quick fire the rest of these? Because then they can be quick fired.
Okay, you go first. Then I'll do mine, and then you got two more.
All right. So So Xbox is desperate for you to buy one of their systems, or Microsoft is desperate for you to buy an Xbox One right now because. Nobody's buying them, as we've talked about a couple times. PlayStation's running away with it right now, and they are doing everything they can to get the price down. So their strategy a couple months ago was to get rid of what was an essential interface, the aforementioned Minority Report device, aka Kinect. Got rid of that, $100 less, so now you can afford the device. Exactly, because it's nobody, evidently. So why'd you buy it? So now it's the same price as the PlayStation 4, but to get it even one better, if you buy it this week, you can get a free game, including Destiny, but you can't play with it on the system it was designed for, the PlayStation 4. I said, it's funny. That's actually like a big deal. It's a big marketing thing. They built it for the PlayStation 4 and then ported it to everything else.
Oh.
Which is why I bought the PlayStation 4. But yeah, Microsoft's getting desperate, man. They're giving away games right now. There's a whole, you can basically get any game for PlayStation 4 for free if you buy it. If you buy it in the near future. So if you've been thinking about it, this is the time, man. Go for it. Or buy a PlayStation 4 and spend your money on something that's going to be useful. Not useful. That was unfair.
Okay, all right. Another thing you could potentially spend your money on is Sony's new cameras for smartphones. But it's we probably talked about this like a year ago. It's literally a huge, ginormous, like normal lens type thing.
Yeah.
That then it has this case that straps onto
your phone. Yeah.
And then it'll take a picture, store it in its local memory, and then Bluetooth it over to your phone.
Yeah, it's a full blown camera.
Yeah, like telescoping. Yeah. Like imagine the DSLR lenses attached to your phone.
Right. Well, it's in the, but I mean, the deal is, but like, it's
attached, it's clipped on. It's just, but it's, you don't need your phone.
Well, the whole point is, like, it is a full blown camera. It just doesn't have a viewfinder. Doesn't
Correct.
Have a screen or anything.
Yes, yes.
And
yes.
So the idea is that it's got Wi-Fi built in, and then Bluetooth,
but yeah.
Is it Bluetooth? Because the one that I use, because I've actually used them before. I have a friend, the friend that gets me all my cool deals at Best Buys, we went there one night, and they let me take it out of the case and play with it, and it was just an ad hoc.
It's Wi-Fi, I'll believe you.
Yeah, it was an ad hoc.
The Sony one?
What?
Was it the Sony one?
Yeah, it was an ad hoc Wi-Fi network, so you could
Wi-Fi Direct,
right? An ad hoc Wi-Fi network, you could use it anywhere. Was basically, and it had like an app and stuff, and it was actually really cool. I mean, I liked it. They're wicked expensive because it's a full-blown camera, so it costs the same as a full-blown camera. The last generation was just point and shoots. This one, like you said, they now have the telescopic lens function, so you can bust that in, and it's all super fancy. I mean, I don't think it's a great solution, honestly, because what I realized is it's, you know, what would be really nice, actually, would be to have a full-blown DSLR with a Wi-Fi chip in it, so you can just ad hoc stuff to your phone. That is really useful. This is just actually a really inconvenient form factor. But you know, I guess they get to just say that they it's the same price as a phone or as a camera with a screen, but because it doesn't have a screen, it has Wi-Fi. They get cost the same, I think, is how they justify it. But it looks cool. It looks very cool. It's not what I want. I already know what the solution is. They make cards, memory cards that actually have a Wi-Fi antenna built in, designed to set up an ad hoc Wi-Fi network that you can hook to your phone. That's like the whole purpose. So if you're going to do it, that's really the drop the extra $50, get the little Wi-Fi smart card thing. It's very cool. Do it that way. But it's the direction they're going and the direction everybody's going with all their phones and stuff, I think there's something there. I think Sony's onto something. They just haven't figured out a way to make it a really, really viable product. I don't know if they will or somebody else will, but I think just the nature of phones in general, and where we're going with smartphones and how they're becoming cameras, I think there's something. I just don't know what it is.
Well, and I'm excited for you to try that that Lumia with a lot of megapixels,
mm-hmm.
to see if you're like, yeah, that camera's legitimately better and I want one.
Yeah, that's right.
I can tell what photos were taken on my DSLR versus my phone still.
Yeah.
And the ones on my DSLR are better.
Yeah.
You know, and I've thankfully haven't gone on a vacation yet where I'm like, oh man, I should really bring my other phone. I mean, I've been using my iPhone for like when we went to Disney World and stuff, and it was fine. Not as good, you know, but
yeah,
I don't know. Get my new phone, it'll be better.
Yeah, your iPhone 6.
Yeah.
When are you gonna get yours?
Whenever they allow me to order it.
Okay, gotcha.
October 10th.
We'll be on the same upgrade cycle. That's exciting. October 10th? Is that your prediction of when they can order it?
Yeah, why?
I'll bet it's Friday.
Friday, okay.
I bet the 4.7 goes on sale.
Well, all I know is I will have until October 10th to return my old phone.
So. Ah, gotcha.
I'm going to afford it still. I haven't figured that part out yet. But.
Credit cards. It's worth it.
Yeah. I've got this dog-eared for something different right now.
Right. Yeah. Something to do with a blog post this week.
Yeah. Recent purchase that will lead to a lot more purchases.
Yay! Cool. So the next thing I want to throw out there is Slingshot is dumb. Facebook finally agrees.
Really?
Functionally, we both agree.
You mean the old Slingshot?
Yeah, their app. Because basically it was you had to respawn in order to – it was a Snapchat-esque thing, but you had to respawn in order to see the – to see it. But the problem was that you were respawning before you knew what it was. So there was like you couldn't
that
get a conversation
work, huh?
going. No, yeah, right. And we said it didn't work when we first saw it, and anybody who's tried it has said it doesn't work, and nobody's using it. So Facebook has decided to just turn it into a full blown Snapchat clone, and now you can send messages that don't require a response first. And I think they're just basically have accepted that the app is going to fail, so there's no reason to not try to. Get in trouble with Snapchat's lawyers and they'll just copy the IP. Why not? You're not going to win. It's Facebook, but it's small fish too. So,
I agree.
And then I think it was a smart.
It's still a better interface than Snapchat, but
yeah, it's a good experiment. I hope that technology gets integrated into the other stuff. Go for it, guys.
Yeah.
And then the last thing that I wanted to mention was California has the Silicon Valley, but it will not have the Lithium Valley, evidently. Tesla was building the Gigafactory. They've been talking about different locations that they thought they would manufacture, Texas, Arizona, Cali, Nevada. Well, Nevada wins, and what's super frustrating about it is you can tell that Elon Musk wanted to build it in California. Really super bad, and how can you tell? Because the location that he picked outside of Reno is just a straight shot train ride from the Fremont NUMMI factory where they build, or the Tesla factory now, where they build all the Teslas. And I honestly think that there would have been a Gigafactory like in my backyard had California politicians not been stupid. But that's political talk that we probably... Once again, one of those bombs I'm going to drop right before we, so you have no time to respond to, defend. And sometimes I love California.
Sometimes.
Just awesome. Just really great, guys. Really
you
wonderful.
Know where you should move to.
Where?
Climate, reasonable politics, affordable housing. Sweet jobs.
I feel like one of those things was true.
What are we talking about?
Maybe reasonable politics. I'll let that one slide as well.
It's good weather.
Climate is
today was a beautiful day.
A beautiful day in the middle of summer. Like
What's wrong with that?
I bet
it was cooler and nicer than your day. Was it hot?
It was not hot. It was super beautiful out. You got to remember, I don't like cool. I like hot. I want it to be hot. I'm loving the drought.
Well, it was really hot up here today, okay?
Bring it on. Yeah, see.
It was shorts and t-shirt weather today.
See, when it
really
doesn't rain in your state for 4 years straight, then I'll consider moving up there. Until then, I'm sticking where it doesn't rain. Until nobody can afford to live here anymore because food costs $700 a pound of beef.
We don't have water shortages. Just thought I'd point that out.
Dude, if it doesn't
or traffic,
rain,
or traffic.
Well, okay. See, that's verging on compelling. You also don't have any.
You need to come up and visit and like really visit. We have a ton of craft breweries here.
See, that sounds nice.
It's cheap too.
See, I love the hustle.
There's a lot of them.
I love the hustle and bustle, though. I really do. Wow. I love the people.
Portland.
I see. Yeah, Portland. Jeez, that's not Portland. Hustle. That's hustle. That's hustle or bustle. That's not hustle and bustle.
I don't know. Portland's. I mean, it's weird, but by design.
Yeah. Well, we got weird too, man. We got San Francisco.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
The capital of weird.
It's a different type of weird.
It is a different type of weird.
Portland's is more innocent.
That's true. Far fewer naked people roam in the streets. That's definitely the case.
It's because of the rain. Actually, but yeah.
See, there is an advantage.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That's actually, we have far fewer naked people in San Francisco as of late. Now that they've actually made it illegal, finally, it's really slowed down the amount of nudity. It hasn't completely gotten rid of it because it's still San Francisco, but hey, you can only take what you can get, right? Jeez.
Right, right. All right, man, on that note. Oh, yeah. Wonderful, wonderful. So, everybody, thank you for joining us. We really do appreciate it. My name is James Furlow. What did you say?
Destiny playing, iWatch wearing, Chicago or Dallas beating.
Destiny playing, iWatch wearing, Dallas beater winner person.
Yeah.
He's Matthew Furlow. And so we will talk next time. We'll be right back.